Hey guys, Kurt Busch.
Kurt Busch, today's third place finisher in the Real Heroes 400. Kurt, thanks for taking the time to join us today. Why don't you run through your run out there in the first race back?
Yeah, thanks for having me. Wow, this was a great feeling to be able to have such a good car with a good team at Chip Ganassi Racing and to be out there with no fans, but yet I could feel them all the way through the television cameras out there racing hard and just trying to put on a good show. And I think we were a third place car with the Monster Energy Chevy. We were a little tight to start the race, and that pace that Kevin Harvick had for the first 10 laps was tough to beat. And Bowman was really quick. You know, his setup, like from Fontana, helped him here today. We had a really good run at Fontana. And so to dance with the lady in black, I'll take a third place finish. It was great to be out there and to race 200 miles an hour and to feel G-forces again and to have a day where I was out there working and being part of a team. And so, again, just thanks to Matt McCall and everybody making good adjustments. And felt good all the way through with good teamwork.
Good deal. We're going to open the floor up for questions. We're going to start. Our first question will be from Bob Pockus. Go ahead, Bob.
Yeah, Kurt, you mentioned no fans there. What was it like, you know, walking to your car prior to the race without fans and then kind of hanging out there for a few minutes with pretty much no one around you?
Yeah, there was, you know, those times when you look in the grandstands and yet when you see an empty seat, you feel a set of eyeballs that are coming through the camera lens. And so, you know, I knew that Fox was going to do a tremendous job to broadcast our race and to have as many people feel like they were there today. And that's the way I approached the race was, you know, even just walking down pit road, crew members with masks on, you like halfway don't recognize anybody until I got to my number one guys. And, you know, that was our core group. We went into battle today together and we brought home a nice top five finish. Even had a chance to try to push for the lead. But, you know, pit stops were solid. Adjustments were good. We just didn't have enough. But, again, it's a privilege to be out there racing in a situation like this. And so thank you, NASCAR, for getting everything together. And we'll be back on Wednesday. And we always make fun of ourselves in a Monday meeting afterwards where, oh, man, if you're going back there tomorrow, what would you do? This is that moment. So I'm happy that we're going to jump in on some digital meetings and head back here on Wednesday.
Good deal. Our next question will come from Nate Ryan. Go ahead, Nate.
Actually, my hand's not up, Matt. Sorry.
10-4. We will go next to Jeff Gluck. Go ahead, Jeff.
Yeah, Kurt, another strong day for the Chevys. It seems like as a whole, what we saw earlier in the season kind of carried over or picked right up. You feel pretty confident at this point going forward to these next few races that Chevy cars are going to perform well?
Yeah, I believe we've improved our Camaro tremendously. You know, Hendrick has done what I would call a fuzz step better than us at Ganassi, and we're, you know, right in that box to be able to be in the top five. Now we've got to cross over and lead some laps and be consistent on pit road. But all in all, you know, from the way our day started, buried 22nd off of the pill draw, we're going to be buried again. Back in the mid pack for when the race starts Wednesday, and man, just Matt McCall did a really good job. And so it's a balance of Hendrick, our engines, you know, the chassis from Ganassi, and then the body with Chevrolet, everybody helping out. You know, good to get back out there.
Thanks.
Good deal. Our next question will come from Will Kunkel. Go ahead, Will.
Hey, Kurt, when we talked earlier this week, you admitted you were a little nervous to getting in the car for that first time, that first lap. What were those nerves like? And did Ricky's wreck in a way kind of help you and everyone else probably settle down just a little bit?
Yeah, it was awesome. You know, the feelings, the nerves, the anxiety, the excitement, knowing, you know, we were in uncharted territory. And, you know, I didn't know who spun, didn't know who had trouble, but everybody did a really good job of settling in, even on the next few restarts, to race the racetrack. You have to do that here at Darlington. So I would call today a success all the way around.
Great. Our next question will come from Jim Utter. Go ahead, Jim.
Yes, Kurt. I was just wondering if you could talk a little bit about
the atmosphere when you got here today amongst your fellow drivers, or in particular your the Ganassi team? Just there seemed to be a great sense of people just kind of sort of relief maybe of being back to work.
Yeah, I felt a whole different vibe today versus Atlanta. And it was great to see everybody working from the Goodyear side, the Sunoco side, the inspectors. Today had a really good vibe all the way around, and people were smart and had a good distance between each other and respect for what we had to do to perform. And just the electric atmosphere again of something so new and something so uncharted that once we dropped the green flag, you got to zone in and focus on Darlington. But really a special time today around 3:30 to go get belted in and to do something we've never done as a sport.
Our next question will go to Dustin Long from NBC Sports. Go ahead, Dustin.
Thank you. A couple quick questions. Kurt, what does today mean for Chip Ganassi Racing, both cars top 10, and your thoughts, first off, on, in regards to Matt getting a top 10, his first race back since 2018?
Yeah, that was awesome. When I got out of the car in the infield, they have an old school pylon of where the top 10 finishers are with their car number. And there's old Matt Kenseth, number 42, finishing 10th. That's what he will do every day, all racetracks. I mean, it's just, that's Matt. That's what he does. So for him to balance out with Chad Johnston, Ganassi, and everybody first day out to get a top 10, that's huge. That sets a big tone. I've yet to be able to call Chip Ganassi or Rob Kaufman, but I'll be calling Matt Kenseth on my way home. It's really a neat day for us to bounce back like that. And I mean, for us to back up what we did at Fontana with a top five run, let's keep this train rolling.
And also, Kurt, you referenced because of the invert, you'll have to start further back Wednesday night. Almost, it's about 100 fewer miles. What's the challenge in trying to work your way up with a little bit less time Wednesday night?
Today we went from, I think, 12th to 4th on one of our pit stops. It was amazing. And then we went from 6th to 10th. And so the pit crew has a huge responsibility at this racetrack. And today's runs weren't very long. It was very weird that a 400-mile race didn't have much more than a 40-lap run. And the way that the stages are set up for Wednesday, we could have a very, very long run in the stages. So we'll see how things play out. Our car was really good, I think, on the long run, but we have to make adjustments to battle hard for a race win.
Thank you.
Okay, we had a question come in from Jerry Jordan, who did not have a microphone working, but he would like to ask, what kind of statement does this make about NASCAR and its perseverance to ensure that racing got back?
You know, what a tremendous effort, the collaborative effort from everybody, from the NASCAR side, the officials, the team owners, the drivers, you know, our television broadcast partners, the radio, everybody had to reach out of the normal and reach out of the box and do it with common sense, to do it through all of these Zoom and Skype and team viewer exercises, you know, through the phone. Through the computers, what a job. I'm very proud of the effort we put forth today, you know, to put things aside. You know, this is a privilege to go out there and race cars at 200 miles an hour and to have a job during this pandemic. I've got a great sponsor with Monster Energy, great manufacturer with Chevrolet. Thank you to all of them and everybody at Chip Ganassi Racing. I'm over the moon right now. It was really exciting to race. And we missed our race fans not being in the grandstands, but we felt you through the TV and we felt you through the radio.
Great. We're going to take one more question for Kurt and let you go. That question will come from Zach Sterniello from the Pocono Record. Go ahead with your question, Zach.
Thanks, guys. Kurt, congrats on third here. Would you change anything personally to how you approach Wednesday? Not necessarily on the track, but off of it.
For me, we'll see how my body feels tomorrow, but hydration, stretching. You know, I felt like coming to the track 4 hours before the race start was a bit much, but I really enjoyed my time here in the motorhome in my own self-isolation and in that zone to focus in, because we didn't know what was coming our way. And so I don't know what to change. I mean, I'm going to have all my gear where I'm going to be washing everything, sanitizing it, and rolling back out to pit road on Wednesday with my driver bag and hop back in the number one Monster Energy Chevy for hopefully a chance to win.
Thanks.
Well, Kurt, congratulations on the run today. Good luck again on Wednesday at the track Too Tough to Tame, and thanks for joining us.
Thank you, everybody. Appreciate it.